Good afternoon. Thank you very much, Mr. Singh. My name is Eric Lucas, and I am a member of Alliance Autiste, a small NGO made by high-functioning autistics. We try to help ourselves and also to provide peer support to the younger autistics who still have lots of problems understanding how to live with society. The social difficulties and other troubles of autistics can be reduced significantly if the proper measures are undertaken in early childhood. 1% of the children are autistics. Not only they need some special accommodation to receive the usual classical teaching, but also they need an additional kind of education, which I would call social education. Indeed, one of our biggest problems is to learn how to live with society, to learn its codes and non-written conventions, which are strange to us because they vary with the different groups of people who all think that their system of rules is the only one correct. In order to learn society, we need to live inside society, not in hospitals or institutions. The governments either ignore the autistics, mostly because they don't know what to do with them, or they park them in special medical places where they have a kind of non-life in a fixed artificial world which does not allow them to progress, to experience freely the path of their own destiny, like all of us here. In France, a lot of public money is given to private institutions, so-called Institut Médico-Éducatif, which keep the autistics instead of educating them. And this is probably an example of bad private education with absolutely no positive effect for the user, only suffering and exclusion and lots of money wasted, whereas it could be used much more efficiently outside of this medical and secluded world. I finish. We can say that these vulnerable children are exploited by a medical lobby, which of course does not want to change. I talked about this with the health advisor of the French presidency, and even herself mentioned this reluctancy as a major problem. We, the highly integrated autistics, can help society to help autistics getting out of this nightmare, autistic children getting out of this nightmare, because we are like a bridge between both worlds, like a Rosetta Stone. We understand you, not too bad, and we understand autistics of various levels. At least when they don't speak, we can guess approximately what is going on. We talk to the governments and even the international organizations, but so far, I'm sorry to say that I barely figure what to do and who can help us, or at least who really wants to help autistics, at least the youngest ones. Puedo ver que hay mucha gente que habla en español aquí y quisiéramos también hacer enlaces con América del Sur y otros países para ayudarle a comprender los autistas y permitirle una vida con menos sufrimiento. If someone here can advise us, they can write to contact@allianceautiste.org or talk to me directly. I do not bite. Thank you very much.
1996, learning to live together is extremely important objective of education. This is exactly what they stated at that time, and the report was written personally by Jacques Delors. So this is important report, which still is very valid, and we should come back. But let me just tell you that some countries are making an effort in this direction. I was in Seychelles, and I had opportunity of a brief dialogue with the president of Seychelles and met other people, ministers in the government. And the top priority program Seychelles has is social renaissance, which exactly is a reply to this. So there are practical examples like this exist. The whole African Union program for the next 60 years is renaissance social. So that is quite, I think, quite a lot of interest in these values of, as you said, morale and ethics, and how can do it. And one area which is upcoming, I really do not know what will happen, but I'm very interested, and I want to mention to all of you, if you want to work in this whole thing, that is the Secretary General in his post-2015 agenda, when he presented a report of the group of high level, he said, new ethics for our global humanity. So what kind of new ethics we can think of our global humanity, that is something which is an area which must be deserves our real consideration.
So I'll introduce you to Stia Bortensen, who helps the Special Rapporteur. He's from the Office of the High Commissioner, and he would like to make some comments.
Just a very brief comment. One of the things that maybe didn't come out in Mr. Singh's report strongly enough, but I hope will in the future, is that we're looking for alternatives.
Many governments are instituting what is currently in the report, and that both describe basically an exploitation, where there's a need for education, whether it's spending needs, whether it's a type of education that's not being fulfilled in that. So we're looking for alternative ways that needs to be filled, and that can be promoted, perhaps in harmony,
So whether it's a community school, whether it's a foundation, whether it's a trust, or it's some organization that's looking to promote for the public good as opposed to for private profit, education, then these are ideas that perhaps you could share with Mr. Singh, that you could look at, you know, what are the ways in which we can use communities, can use other parts of the system that is not the private for-profit system to drive improvements in education, because frankly, we do need that. We do need improvements.
Yes. Sorry. And just to thank you again, but maybe Alfred Fernandez or Claire, in case there is something in terms of these ideas, you coordinate.
Yes.
Thank you.
Of course, not only on these, institutions, trust foundations, and so on, but on there are good examples, as Mr. Singh said in his report, of good relationships between civil society and the state, and some countries in Europe, like Denmark, the Netherlands, or France, Finland, Portugal, Spain, with the concertados, Alfred knows that perfectly well. And, you know, this is really very good alternatives. So there is a group dealing with this already of experts, but we could, of course, create a group to explore initiatives that are not for profit at all, but just upholding the right to education.